said yesterday that you thought you would have to lift to cover the absence of some of the test stars. Did you quite expect you would have to lift in that capacity and do it with the bat?
I was more thinking with the ball, but I was just fortunate that came off. It was tough wicket to bat on, especially to get started, but once you got the pace of the wicket, it wasn't too bad. We're just fortunate enough with our bowling. We just seem to take wickets at the right time, and their batters didn't seem to get a roll on.
Was there some tension in the middle there when you walked out? Was there a clear game plan about how you guys were going to go about it?
To be honest, it's a weird one. I wasn't too nervous. I was more just focused on what I had to get done. It was a weird one. I normally am quite nervous, but I think it was potentially last game of the season, so I just thought it's all or nothing really. And then I was just lucky that I put on a partnership with Maxi there, and we took the game away from them in that surge.
Were you hesitant to use the surge? Because we've seen it become like a weapon for bowlers.
Yeah, definitely. Our thought process was it's only going to get harder to bat on. That ball seemed to get softer and softer, so we thought we may as well take it now while we're set. And it was a good opportunity to really take the game in that over, or those two overs. It paid off, fortunately.
Were you surprised how quickly it became difficult to bat? Because the new ball seemed to come on okay, and then as soon as the field went out after that four-over power play, it almost like batting just stalled.
No, we talked about it, and we said at the start of the game we thought it was going to be kind of a new ball wicket for batters. It definitely got a lot harder to bat. So it was quite noticeable once that lacquer went off the ball. It was actually dreadful to bat on there for a bit.
The frequent fly miles. Sydney, Melbourne, you had the cricket awards, and then now you're back over to Perth. I mean, you guys have had to do it the hard way, but the fact you're there, the fact you've won, it must be really rewarding.
Yeah, I keep saying it, we're peaking at the right time. This back end of the tournament, we've really got on a roll. We're gelling as a team. Even when our test stars aren't here, we perform in. I think it's the good thing is there seems to be always somebody sticking up their hand and getting the job done. It just seems to get done real late in the game, which we want to. It's a bit stressful. Our poor coaches are. I think they're looking for this tournament to be done.
The fact that January 14, you guys are running last and now you're in the final. Did you guys feel close to this sort of form throughout the season?
I think all the games we lost, we showed signs that we're improving. And the one thing we've done this whole tournament is improved every single game. It's kind of very similar to our BBL2, where we came home like with a wet sail. And you never know. Could be the same result.
Well, have you taken anything from that to now? Because, I mean, a lot of similarities, all these wins away from home. You won in Perth, I think, of that final that year. Chance again, it's a daunting trip. What gives you the confidence in that period to do it again this time?
Well, we've seen in finals, it could just be one performance from one player, so you never know. Brownie could bash 100 off not many balls and take the game away from them, or it could be somebody else. It's going to be a tough game. No illusions that it's going to be a walk in the park, because they're a very well-rounded team. So I think we're all going to have to be on as well.
What makes them so good, the Scorchers?
They're bowlers, the batters, just everything. They got up the front with the ball, and then they got good spin option. And their batting, they just seem to time the game really well and hit it all around the ground. But we'll come up with some plans.
Have you got a plan to counter AT? You got 84 not out last week, I think, and then 54 in the final last year. You know, he's sort of a finals specialist.
We got a long flight to come up with a plan. obviously, won't say much, but yeah, he's definitely in red hot form. So if we get him early, you never know. Might be a bit of pressure on guys who haven't had much pressure throughout this tournament because he's been performing.
What's it mean to do it without the test guys? Obviously, you did it. You beat them at the Gabba without the test guys as well, but people quickly forgot that when Uzi came back and Marnus came back and Renders came back and started screening.
Yes, it was no doubt. It's a huge loss not having them, but the guys have come in and proved themselves through this tournament, so I think our whole squad is brilliant. And yes, we probably started off slow, but we're coming home strong now.
Happy day. Thanks everyone. Thanks for your patience.